Day 16, Obedience. Over the next few days, we'll be looking at the things Ravenhill cites in his chapter entitled, Do We Want Another Pentecost? As necessary prerequisites for revival. The first is this, the people who experience revival will be an obedient people. Page 143. Jesus said, And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from upon high. That was Luke 24:49, and it was part of the last conversation Jesus had with his disciples prior to his ascension. Notice that worship was the first action in their obedience. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, and they worshiped him. Luke 24:51 and 52. And then they heeded his command and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Without doubt, there is a major connection between worship and obedience to our Lord. In exhorting those in Colossae who were slaves, Paul gives an important principle of service. Servants, obey in all things your master according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, Colossians 3:22. He is even more specific to the Ephesian slaves, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, Ephesians 6:6. Those slaves who operated with eye service only sought to please God as long as the master's eyes were on them. When the master was away, their true self would be revealed. However, Paul wanted the servants to have a true self continually, whether they were in the physical presence of their master or not. He wanted them to function with singleness of heart. For in so doing, they would show forth the right relationship to have with the master in their service to their master. Their obedience was to spring from knowing the will of God from the heart, and that cannot truly be accomplished without a heart set on worship. Set your affection on things above, Paul told the Colossians, not on things on the earth. 3:2. For where your treasure is, Jesus said, there will your heart be also, in Luke 12:34. Today's prayer focus? Worship the Lord with singleness of heart, purposing to serve Him obediently in adoration, knowing that His desires are only good towards you. And regardless of the circumstances, your obedience today is prerequisite to revival tomorrow.